السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Ulama-i-Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers. Last week we were discussing pride in the life of a Muslim. From the ayat of the Quran Sharif, some hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed that this is a serious disease, and it is a disease of the heart, spiritual disease, which is linked to the heart. There are many kinds of diseases that we are confronted with when it comes to the physical body. And we know that people do not give so much of importance to certain types of diseases or sicknesses or ailments. They will take some aspirin, dispirin, or try and overcome it with some kind of rest or anything of that nature. But they won't give it so much of importance that they rush to a surgeon or they rush to some specialist, because they do not consider that disease or that sickness, that weakness, to be very serious. But if somebody starts getting very deep pains in his chest, then he begins to get worried and concerned that this has got something to do with the heart. All his family members and his friends also will tell him, rush to the hospital, or go and see a surgeon, or go see a specialist, have yourself diagnosed, go and have an angiogram taken. But they will be concerned. Why? Because it's got something to do with the heart. And everyone believes that if it is a sickness that has got something to do with the heart, then it is serious. So in the same way, there are certain ailments in the spiritual world also, which are considered as sins, which are considered as evil, but we do not consider them as serious as those ailments which are connected with the heart, the spiritual heart. And the king of all sicknesses, or should we say the hen of all sicknesses of the heart, spiritual heart, is pride. As we discussed last week, that the very first thing that caused the rejection of Shaitan by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or the first weakness or sickness or disease of the heart which came into being, was pride. The words that Shaitan used was, Ana khayrum min, I am better than him. Now this I am better than him was the first sickness. And that is that pride that we are talking about. That I am better than him. I explained to you last week that one is to have knowledge, a little more knowledge than another person, to have more experience than another person, to have more expertise in certain field than another person. So that is acceptable, and the person cannot deny that. It is natural that he will consider himself having more experience than the other person in certain fields. And if that was not there, we would not have been running around to different people with expertise. So that person will have to consider himself as a person of little more expertise, more knowledge than the other. What we are talking about is the person considers himself as superior to the other. That I am indeed now promised Jannat, I will definitely be blessed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because I have got more knowledge, because I have got more experience, because I know more what is happening around the world, because I know more what's on the internet and what's in the media, and what's happening in Palestine and Chechnya and Kashmir and Afghanistan and Iraq. I have more knowledge, so therefore I am superior to the other person. We all have been asked to increase our knowledge. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first verse of the Quran Sharif that was revealed was, Iqra, read. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for an increase in knowledge. So asking for an increase in knowledge, or the person has got extra ibadat in his life, extra zikr, tilawat, extra charities, then that is not something that is detested or disliked. That is something that is required. But the person must not think that because of that now I am superior in the eye of Allah Ta'ala than the other person. This is where we seem to go off. The moment Allah Ta'ala gives us more wealth, He gives us better health than someone else, Allah Ta'ala gives us the bounties, when all these things come to us, then immediately we begin looking down upon others. So let us look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hadith sharif, which I just mentioned. In that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." But before we come to that, I mentioned a little earlier and that came back to mind, is that it is the hen of all diseases. We know that the hen lays eggs, and from those eggs you get so many different hens and chicks. So that is what the pride is all about. Kibar, takabbur. Takabbur and pride, it is the hen. And because of this takabbur and pride in a person, then there will be hasad, jealousy, malice, greed, envy. So many other diseases are born. Anger, all this comes up because of this takabbur and pride in a person. Because every little while he feels that his toes have been trampled by someone. Because he considers himself to be somebody. So every little statement he feels that says is an insult to him. Anything that he considers to be an insult to, or below his dignity, so the person will then become angry. That is his problem. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in many ahadith of his, in many sayings of his, and the Quran Sharif in many places has discussed this. The pride of Fir'aun, what did it lead him to? In fact, he went to the stage where he said, "Ana Rabbukumul A'la," claimed to be the Lord Almighty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala drowned him with his people in the Red Sea. And I mentioned many other things last week where people who made bold claims, the claims in which there was a clear indication of them considering themselves to be very superior, considering themselves superior to others, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed them. So this is the cause of many, many other diseases. Therefore it is serious. That is why we call it the killer disease. I mentioned recently in one of my talks in the Transvaal that any sickness and disease that a person considers to be serious, then he wants everybody to talk about it. He wants everybody to discuss it. He wants everybody to be concerned about it. And there's nothing wrong. The person has to show concern about such diseases and sicknesses. And I'm in the masjid and I'm telling you the truth, that I received a phone call some time back. And the person said that, "Maulana, AIDS is the disease of the time. And it is going to take away millions of lives. It is a very serious disease. Therefore, all the ulama should speak on AIDS every day after every namaz, at least 5 minutes. Now can you imagine that we are going to make an announcement, brothers, after the namazes you must remain behind because there will be a 5 minute talk on AIDS. After Fajr I do the same thing, after Zuhur, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. But we take a lesson from even these type of requests. But of course I told him that what are we saying in our bayans? All the time we are talking about nothing but stay away from adultery, from fornication. Stay away from this scourge of our society which is zina. Stay away from zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the tongue, zina of the hands and feet. Stay far away from anything that leads you to adultery and fornication. Stay away from those films. Stay away from those sites which lead you to adultery and fornication. Stay away from homosexual tendencies, homosexual relationships. Stay away from all those things. This is what we are saying. But of course, we don't say that everybody who is caught up in AIDS is because of his moral weakness, because there are so many children who have been caught up. So many women folk, innocently, they have been caught up in this sickness. Sometimes it's injections, sometimes it is blood transfusion. Different things can cause it. That we accept, that different things can cause this AIDS. But what is the major cause, we must look at that. These are all the side effects of that. So we have been speaking about AIDS, if you have to look at it, and sometimes we've spoken on it as a subject also. But to say speak on it every day, after the every namaz, 5 times a day we must speak on it, it shows that this person, to him, the most serious disease is AIDS. And he's showing concern about it. So just as this person is so much concerned about AIDS, which is going to take away millions of lives, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Quran Sharif, is warning us about those diseases which is not only going to take your life, it is going to be disaster in the qabr and disaster in the hereafter. It's going to take away your iman also. So pride is one of those diseases which takes away your iman. As shaitan was making so much of ibadat. He was a great alim. Shaitan was a great alim. He knew so much. He was a great abid. Which ibadat he didn't do? He was a great arif of Allah Ta'ala also. He recognized what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. That even at that time when he was being rejected, he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala. That give me life until the day of Qiyamah. That's the meaning of those ayat. So that I may mislead people. From the right, from the left, from in front, from behind. So that from 4 directions I may come and mislead them, misdirect them. Now he's being rejected, thrown out. And he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala because he knew that Allah Ta'ala accepts duas. So he was an arif also, but he was not an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala. He had the 3 ayns. He was abid, alim, arif, but he was not an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala. An ashiq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would not have presented kind of argument that, oh Allah, I am better than him, why must I bow down to him? And ashiq, what does he do? The moment the hukam is given, they submit themselves. So Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is warning us about that disease which is going to steal our iman. It is a very serious disease. It is a killer disease. So Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَن تَوَادَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَاهُ اللَّهُ. The opposite of takabbur, the opposite of pride, is tawazu, humility. Now many a times you get confused with self-esteem, which is a totally different thing. The psychologists and others will say that you mustn't suffer from inferiority complex. Indeed, we say the same thing, that you mustn't suffer from inferiority complex. Annihilating yourself does not mean you are suffering from inferiority complex. There is a world of difference between the two. One is that the person is suffering from inferiority complex, meaning that every time that he looks at somebody possessing something better than what he has, then he is getting a pain in his heart. His heart is burning with jealousy. If he sees a person with a better car, then he is hurt. If he sees a person that is more handsome than himself, then he is complaining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you didn't make me handsome, you made me ugly, now look at this person, you made him handsome. Now who is going to give me a good bride? The person is all the time looking at other people's wealth, their properties, their possessions, whatever they have in their hands, and then he is complaining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gifts. He doesn't look into himself that how much of gifts Allah Ta'ala has given to him. He is always looking at what he doesn't have. Now that is what we term as inferiority complex. And tawazu is this, that the person is looking at the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala is blessing him with. The ni'mat of knowledge, the ni'mat of wealth, the ni'mat of good health, the ni'mat of good children. Now he's looking at all those things and then he's saying to himself, he's saying, I was not deserving of all these ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Where was I deserving of all these things? What good deed did I really do that I was deserving of good sight, good hearing, good speech, good health, good children, good home, good car? Where was I deserving of all these things? If Allah Ta'ala had to seize me on my sins, then He would have destroyed me on the very first sin that I have committed. Because it was He who created me and it was my duty to obey Him. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan upon me, that He did not seize me, He did not destroy me. So I was not deserving of all these bounties, of all these ni'mats and of all these gifts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His ihsan, it is His fazl. If I have been able to do anything in my life, it is His ihsan, it is His fazl. So therefore I must increase my shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, increase the gratitude to Allah ta'ala. Now look at the world of difference between inferiority complex and what we term as tawazu, humility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most humble person on the surface of this earth. Most humble. You can never find another person with more humility than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam achieved in his 23 years, only 23 years if you have to really look at it. At the age of 40, he was informed of his nubuwat. He was made Nabi when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bayn al-ma'i wa-t-tin. He was still in clay form. At that time Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam his nubuwat. The first thing that was created was the nur of nubuwat. But he was informed of his nubuwat in the cave of Hira, in the 40th year of his life. And after that there was also a period of time in which the wahi was held back, as you heard in the tafsir of Surah Al-Duha. Then if you have to look at the life in Makkah Mukarramah, it was nothing but full of struggle, full of hardship, full of difficulties, full of tests and trials. There was no time to even preach and propagate Islam openly. Nothing but rejection from all sides. Nothing but persecution and torture. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to make hijrat. Then in the 10 years in Madinah Sharif, there too again there's battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of the trench, the Sulh Hudaybiyah, then there's Fatah Makkah after that. So how much time did he really have? But in that little time, how much he achieved. Which person can ever imagine that to achieve so much in just a few years of life? But yet he was the most humble person on earth. What I'm trying to get across is that inferiority complex is something else, and self-esteem is something else, and tawazu and humility is something else. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not asking us to suffer from inferiority complex. He's asking us to have tawazu, humility. That the moment we see these ni'mat, these bounties from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then our gaze turns to Allah ta'ala. That it is from Him, therefore I must increase my shukr. Shukr is the complete opposite of pride. When he's going to increase his shukr, it means that he's recognizing the giver of these gifts. He is recognizing the giver of these gifts. And when he's suffering from superiority complex, then he is considering himself as being worthy of all those gifts. And therefore he looks down upon other people. And how much effort our people of the past, who were awliya Allah, great walis of Allah Ta'ala, but how much of effort they made, that pride must not come from any side into the heart. That pride which destroys, that pride which is a killer, it even takes away the person's iman. And as I mentioned earlier, that this is when it happens, when a person has more knowledge, more wealth, then he starts looking down upon others, that I am superior. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh, in his time, about the same time, there was Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali. They both happened to be there in that same Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam at that same time. And there were 90,000 other people in that masjid, in the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Madinah Sharif. This incident is authentically recorded. Many, many kitabs you will find it. As Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi, who doesn't know what a great wali of Allah Ta'ala he was. And at that time they did not have that green gate around the Rosa of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. A person could go right up to the grave. So he went there and he said, فِي حَالَةِ الْبُعْدِ رُوحِي كُنْتُ أُرْسِلُهَا تُقَبِّلُ الْأَرْضَ أَنِّي وَهِيَ نَائِبَتِي Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam, when I was far away, I used to send my soul to you, to greet you, to make salam to you. My soul I used to send and dispatch to come and greet you and make salam to you. But today, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am here in person. Extend your hand so that I may kiss your Mubarak hands. 90,000 people cannot be speaking lies. The hand of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emerged. Who could have seen a more beautiful hand than that? He kissed the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he went back. So many people fell down unconscious. Read the kitabs, authentically recorded. However, now look at his condition. Now, any one of us would have bragged about it. We would have been mentioning this incident all around the world. That, do you know what a great person I am? This is what happened to me when I went to the Roza Mubarak. And what did he do? He placed himself flat on the ground at the door, at the exit of the masjid. And he announced that each and every one of you must cross over me, jump over me when you are going past. And he was addressing his nafs, and he says that this is the cure, this is the ilaj for you, O nafs, so that pride doesn't come that I am such a great person, so let everybody cross over you. Now imagine such a great person, now he will put himself flat there so that people must trample over him or go across him, just to treat this pride. And yet there was no pride, but the fear of pride made him do this. What do we do? There's so many incidents are flooding my mind now. But the time has expired. So this is a disease which we have to be concerned about, which we have to worry about, which we have to treat. And it is something that is causing havoc in our society. Anger, jealousy, malice, greed, everything, they are the offshoots of this pride. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, we will continue. But even this much is sufficient for the day. May Allah Ta'ala give us concern. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire Ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us complete reformation of our souls. May Allah Ta'ala's tajalli and nur be cast in our hearts. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين